They say the early bird catches the worm. Well, now you can catch a word in edgeways starting from today. It's a chance to enjoy a moment or two of reflection in the company of a different person every day around this time. Now, so we've had a living word for 10 years and now it's say we something new, a word in edgeways. And for anyone who watched Ireland's win over England in the Six Nations Rugby Championships on Saturday, of course you'll know the name Jacob Stockdale, a formidable Ulster winger wearing number 11. Well, it's Jacob's father, Graham Stockdale, who joins us this morning, Presbyterian and coordinating chaplain in McGabbery Prison in County Antrim. He's here to share his thoughts on winners and losers. So, for the first time, the first A Word in Edgeways, good morning, Graham.
Hello, Shay, and good morning to all our listeners. I didn't ask to be the father of an international rugby player, but it's something I accept with all the accompanying joys and sorrows, highs and lows. Before, I would have looked rather dispassionately at headlines and reports and matches, but now it's very different. Whoever dropped that pass, missed that tackle, gave away that penalty, I'm thinking about the player and about his family circle, including, of course, his parents, and wondering about what anguish they're going through as a result of that mistake and the resulting headlines, articles, tweets from fans and pundits that have spilled out. Being involved has really caused me to focus on both sides, both the winners and losers. We have, of course, celebrated big time, March 2018 at Twickenham, and November of the same year, on that never-to-be-forgotten day, when Ireland defeated the All Blacks at the Aviva, and when, yes, I'm going to say it, that try was scored. We have also, since that unforgettable year, had a few lows as well. But these victories and defeats have taught me to be a bit broader in looking at the match. In particular, if we're fortunate enough to be the winners, how are the losers doing? And also, if we're losers, to try and appreciate the success of the winners. And so, I find myself doing things I never would have dreamed of before. Of standing in the Aviva, early 2019, with the remaining jubilant English supporters, including, no doubt, mums, dads, brothers, sisters and partners, and smiling quietly, and saying to myself, well done lads, you deserved it. Or in the same year, walking from the Millennium Stadium, soaked through, yet strangely okay, despite Ireland's loss, because Wales' win, securing the Grand Slam, was just right on that occasion for all the supporters, including the proud families of players. And that brings me to a few words that Jesus shared with his followers about winning and losing. He said to them, what does it profit a man if he gains, or we could say wins the whole world, and loses, his words, himself? Winning for Jesus was about taking up the cross and denying self. In doing this, Christ was entirely and completely other-focused, to the point of laying down his life, and he encourages us, by faith, in his strength, to do the same. So the headlines have been written, and opinions expressed about the weekend internationals. So maybe as you read a column, or listen to a podcast, and you are a winner, spare a thought and maybe a prayer for the human story behind those and their loved ones for whom the weekend didn't work out just so well.
Thank you, Graham. Graham Stockdale there, Presbyterian and coordinating chaplain in McGabbery Prison in County Antrim. And of course, father to Jacob Stockdale, one of Ireland's star rugby players. Word in Edgeways will be back again the same time tomorrow. And if you want to find out more details, you can listen back to the podcast at rte.ie/radio1. And if you just /Edgeways, you'll find it.